One night, wandering the streets of my city lost, I took out my chapbook and my pen, and I started to write, "The city is lonely tonight. Everyone has gone to sleep with me. I want to write a poem, one to keep me company. Someone, something that I could talk to. A raindrop poem for her dusty desert streets downtown. Old buildings leaning down. Sometimes when I look into your broken window pane eyes, we all seem so abandoned. But with just a little fixing up, I want to build a poem. A poem of wood and nails and glass and girders. A poem I can enter. I want to write a poem I can enter. And nothing but poems inside. I want to give birth to a poem. Do enough poems to people these streets with me tonight. People, I want to write a poem so bad that I can taste it. I want to write a poem I can taste. A poem I can sink my teeth into. A poem with more meat than gristle, and more vegetables than meat, and more fruit than vegetables, and more gin than anything. I want to write a poem that you could taste. Imagine a poem you could taste and smell and see written and hear spoken. A poem you could touch and feel, cause I gotta feel that poem. If I can't feel it, then I don't even want it. I've gotta feel that poem. Whether velvet or satin or tree bark, whether sea breeze or broken bone, the touch of my lover's hand or her goodbye. I wanna write a poem that makes me cry. A poem that makes me laugh and break something and dance. A poem that's wet and dangerous and self-assured and orange. A poem with lakes and canyons and mountains and echoes and heroes. A poem with lightning and honey and anger. A poem that keeps the bed from spinning. A poem that brings you magazines when you're sick. A poem that lets the dog out when you don't want to get up. And a poem that pays you for the whole week you missed anyway. I want to write a poem that stands by us and by us all. Sports stars and musicians and plumbers, priests and sculptors and pilots, men, women and children in every color of skin. There is a poem with eyes that sparkle and hearts that beat and hands that grasp. A poem that's a friend and a lover and family. A poem that brings us all together in one room to speak, or is just one person listening alone. So I took my pen and I put it to paper and I wrote a one-word poem.